Medical students spend 4 long years studying the science and theory of modern medicine, treating patients only under close supervision. But when the all-knowing resident's gone and there are no books to reference, treating a real-life emergency gets a whole lot scarier. Daphne Owen learned that lesson the hard way on a recent cross-country flight. She's in her final year of med school, and at a bar one night, she told regular Pulse contributor Avir Mitra a tale of a flight that started as a simple journey and ended as a medical student's worst nightmare.
All right, so here's the story. It was Thanksgiving. I had gone home to California, flying back to Philly. So I had a layover in Chicago. So it was maybe 10 or 11 o'clock, and I was like, all right, you know, I'll have a Chicago-style hot dog, I'll have a couple beers, I'll get on the plane, I'll sleep, it'll be great. Plane took off, and we were in the air for maybe 10 minutes when all of a sudden I heard a scream in the back of the plane. I mean, and it was a scream. Like, I turned around and looked, and I was like, what is going on? It was high-pitched, the kind that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit. And then the stewardess came on the intercom, and she said,
is there a doctor on the plane?
And my heart sunk, and I thought, oh, my God, is there a doctor on the plane? Because I'm not a doctor. So I looked around, and I waited, and I thought, come on, there's got to be somebody on this plane. So I waited, and I waited, and nobody got up. And so finally I was like, all right. I had my little doctor bag in my backpack with my stethoscope and my pen light, you know, and my, like, reflex hammer that I'm not even really sure I know how to use. So I picked that stuff up, and I went to the back of the plane. There was this woman crumpled on the floor in the back. But she was just laying on the floor, not moving too great, eyes closed. So I introduced myself to the flight attendant and said, hey, you know, my name's Daphne. I'm a medical student. I'm not a doctor yet, but I'm happy to take a look and try to help out. Flight attendant was totally frantic. So she's like, okay, great, doctor, that's great. I told her again, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm happy to take a look and help out. So I got down on my hands and my knees, and I kind of, like, tried to wake her up, tried to ask her some questions, and wasn't really getting a whole lot. And, like, quickly I started to get nervous because I was thinking, all right, she looks young and healthy, but she kind of, like, wasn't really waking up. And I started feeling for her pulse. And I, like, couldn't really find her pulse. And I was like, is this, like, what's going on? Did I just have a couple too many Miller Lights? Or is, like, is she actually not okay? And it was one of the moments in my life when I felt the most aware of my insignificance and possibly incompetence. Because I realized that for the first time, I was really alone. I opened her eyes and her pupils were a little dilated. And I was asking her, you know, did you have any drugs? Did you have anything to drink? And just something just didn't seem right. It was making me nervous. And the longer I sat there, the more nervous I got. And then the stuff that started going through my mind was like, oh my God, what if she had a seizure? What if she's having an arrhythmia? What if she's in AFib? Like, what if she's septic? What if she's really, really sick? Like, what if? And I, like, totally started to panic a little bit. And then the flight attendant said, doctor, the pilot wants to know if we should land the plane. And I was like, I told you, I'm not a doctor, I'm a medical student. And she said, but they want to know if we should land the plane, what should we do? And I was like, oh my God, nobody's ever really asked me for my opinion without a backup or someone to ask. Okay, so the pilot's asking, should we divert the plane? You know, I really wanted to, like, phone a friend and call an attending and be like, hey, here's the story, should we land the plane? So again, the flight attendant said, doctor, the pilot wants to know if we should divert the plane. What should we do? And I thought, oh my God. And I said, all right, well, listen, tell the pilot to just drive faster. So the pilot stepped on the gas. Finally, start to feel the plane land. And now the woman's sitting with me and she's talking with me and she's doing okay. And I guess the lucky part is by the time she got off the plane, she walked off and she was totally fine. But I didn't walk off the plane feeling like a hero because, first of all, I hadn't done anything. And second of all, I wasn't even really sure what had gone on. Well, I think it made me realize that I have a long way to go to feel comfortable taking care of patients completely on my own. I'm really glad that there's residency. You know, I'm on the right path, but I'm not there yet.